all men the subject of Christ. The subjects of Christ's mediatorial kingdom are divided into two grand classes, those who are obedient and those who are rebellious. The former class is composed of good men and angels, the latter wicked men and devils. The former serves Christ willingly and cheerfully. He rules them with the golden scepter of love. His law is written in their hearts. They esteem his yoke easy and his burden light, and habitually execute his will. All the bright armies of heaven, angels and archangels, who excel in strength, are his servants and go forth at his command as messengers of love to minister to the heirs of salvation, or as messengers of wrath to execute vehemency on his enemies. Nor are his obedient servants to be found only in heaven. In this world also the standard of the cross, the banner of his love, is erected, and thousands and millions who were once his enemies have been brought willing captives to his feet, having joyfully acknowledged him as their master and Lord, and sworn allegiance to him as the author of their salvation. Nor is his authority less absolute over the second class of his subjects who still persist in their rebellion. In vain do they say, we will not have this man to reign over us. He rules them with a rod of iron, causes even their wrath to praise him, and makes them the involuntary instruments of carrying on his great designs. He holds all the infernal spirits in a chain, governs the conquerors and monarchs and great ones of the earth, and in all things wherein they deal proudly, he is still above them. In one or the other of these ways, all must serve Christ. Is it not better to serve him willingly and be rewarded than to serve him reluctantly and be destroyed?